Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
And your home for Royals baseball.
Fastball hit high in the air, deep left field, way gone into the bleachers. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr.
Watch The Drive by subscribing on our YouTube channel or listen on demand with the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is always going to stand on principle. Dippin' Dots are incredible. Red Lobster is the best restaurant that America has to offer, and baked beans are trash.
You're listening to Kansas City's FM Sports Station, 96.5 The Fan. Here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You were listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you on this Red Friday. We have a lot to get into. I would have never guessed heading into a December divisional matchup between Kansas City and the Los Angeles Chargers that the top story in town would not be the Chiefs, but would be the Kansas City Royals. We'll get to that coming up in a bit. We have almost all of the information about Michigan's former head coach. We'll go over that story. We'll talk a little bit of college football as they're giving out the Heisman Trophy this weekend. We got a great slate this week in the National Football League. Nate Taylor is going to join us in studio. Jake Eisenberg is going to be on the show today. We got a lot to get into in today's show. Really happy that you guys made us a part of your day right here on 96.5 The Fan. Before we get into the Royals, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you guys to tell one person to check out the show. At this point, I don't even care if they're a friend or not. If you see somebody in line at Hy-Vee, I need you to tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, do you listen to The Drive every day on 96.5 The Fan? No, I don't. Well, let me tell you about it. Just tell one person this weekend about the show. I would appreciate it. And number three, and most important, I need you guys to remember that the open of the show each day is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. So if you're looking for a place to watch Kansas City and Los Angeles coming up on Sunday, if you're looking for a place with great food specials, great drink specials, great atmosphere, the next best thing to go into the stadium, because you know it's going to be freezing out there, then go see our friends over at The Other Place. So we'll get to the Chiefs here coming up in a bit, but Jeff Passan of ESPN, who was morphed into the best baseball reporter in the world over the last couple of years, had this report. Third baseman Mikel Garcia and the Kansas City Royals are finalizing a five-year contract extension with a club option for a sixth year. Mikel Garcia is 25 years old. He won a Gold Glove this season and will remain alongside Bobby Witt Jr. on the left side of the infield. We now have the contract information from Aaron Rodgers. Mikel Garcia's five-year contract extension is worth a guaranteed $57.5 million through the club option, and escalators in the deal could get it into the $85 million range. Mikel Garcia had a career year last year. He played in 160 games, 16 home runs, 74 RBIs, with a split of 286, 351, and 449 for a slugging percentage, had an 800 OPS. Mikel Garcia was very, very good. These are the kinds of moves and deals that you have to make if you are the Kansas City Royals. What the Royals essentially did today is they bought out the rest of the 20s for Mikel Garcia. Now, one thing I think is always important in this, and when you see the money and guaranteed and understanding how baseball contracts work, there will never be a point in which you can't get out of this deal. We're talking about a player in Mikel Garcia who has shown you versatility, who can play multiple positions. He can play third base if you need him to. He can play second base. He can play a shortstop. He's shown you Gold Glove defense. There will never be a point in this contract that you regret essentially buying out the remainder of arbitration for Mikel Garcia. You put another year on top of it with him and also give yourself the flexibility at the end of the contract that if you want to keep the deal going, you can do it. These are the kind of proactive deals that the Royals have to engage themselves in. And if you want to talk about stability and moving forward for the Royals, you heard it from Jeff Passan. You have now secured the left side of your infield. There are still things that you need to figure out, but if your foundation as a team is going to be Mikel Garcia, Bobby Witt Jr., and Vinny Pasquantino, whether it's as a DH or a first baseman, you feel really, really good. And you've got some other young pieces. We'll see what happens with Carter Jensen. We'll see what happens with Jack Caglione. You already have a great rotation and starting pitching. So there are a lot of things right now that are happening for the Kansas City Royals. Now, let's see what they end up doing in free agency and how they add to this roster. But John Sherman and his team and J.J. Piccolo, they deserve a lot of credit for going out there and locking up this deal for Mikel Garcia. 5 years, guaranteed $57.5 million, a club option and escalators that this deal could get to $85 million. If this deal gets to $85 million, everything went right. He turned into one of the best players in baseball. So that is not something that you need to be worried about. But this organization went in, they bought out the rest of his arbitration, they threw 1 year on the back half of it when talking about Mikel Garcia, and they also give themselves, and you have a 20-year-old Mikel Garcia right now who's going to turn 26 coming up in 3 months. You have bought out the rest of his 20s. That is a very, very good contract that aligns him with Bobby Witt Jr. for the foreseeable future. So that is one half of the open today. The other half of the open, and we'll play for you guys what Vern had to say as he was on the midday show just an hour ago. This game to me just comes down to everybody's varying degrees of trust that you have right now in the Kansas City Chiefs. There are so many advantages that I would say that the Chiefs have on paper in this game. The Chargers just had a very tough, hard-fought overtime victory on Monday Night Football. So we're talking about you played an overtime game. You also played on a short week. I would say advantage Chiefs. The Chargers are the road team. So tough, physical, overtime game, short week, and now you are the team that has to make the travel. So I would say check for the Kansas City Chiefs. You have a quarterback in Justin Herbert who has a significant hand/arm injury on his non-throwing hand. And I think you could see the way that it affected him on Monday night against the Philadelphia Eagles. So I would also say that is a check. As banged up as the Chiefs' offensive line is, the Chargers' offensive line might be a little bit more banged up than the Kansas City Chiefs' offensive line. That's also a check. When you think about the weather from it, you're playing a team from Los Angeles, and it is supposed to be frigid outside on Sunday. There are so many advantages that you could say that are in the Kansas City Chiefs' favor. But I feel like we've done this same song and dance for the last 2 months, and none of those things have aligned with Kansas City. They are not out of it. Now, you could argue whether or not you think they are in it, but there is no question that the Chiefs are not out of it. They still mathematically have an opportunity, but it starts with taking care of your own business. There is no playoff scenario that doesn't include the Chiefs winning their own games, and that has been one of their biggest problems so far this season, is taking care of their own business. So it doesn't matter what Indianapolis does, it doesn't matter what Houston does, or Buffalo, or Jacksonville, or any of these teams. You got to start winning your own games, and that has been a problem for the Kansas City Chiefs. So, Rob, as we get things going today, the top two stories are Mikel Garcia and the contract that we just saw, and I want to get your thoughts on the contract. And second to me, when it comes to the Chiefs, it just comes down to how much do you trust the Chiefs? And I think you have seen people have gotten off at different stops. Maybe you got off on the stop when the Chiefs lost to the Denver Broncos a month ago. Maybe you got off the Kansas City Chiefs when they lost the game on Thanksgiving to the Dallas Cowboys. A lot of people got off last week when they lost to the Houston Texans. There have been different points in which the train had stopped, giving you an opportunity to walk off and let the Chiefs go on their merry way. I think a lot of people have decided to get off and have come to the conclusion that this team is not making the postseason. But there obviously is still a group of you that are still on it. There's a group of you that think, hey, they can turn this thing around. If they went out, we'll see how things kind of play themselves and the Chiefs could potentially put themselves in it. So right now, the conversation with the Chiefs comes down to trust. How much do you trust them? I would say in terms of public confidence, it's very low right now in Kansas City. They haven't given you a lot of things to trust so far. They haven't given you a lot of things to believe in so far this season. But there are a lot of advantages that the Chiefs have in this game. From Justin Herbert's injury to the Chiefs being at home playing a team from a warm climate, there are a lot of things that Kansas City should be able to exploit and can be able to exploit. But we all know how this goes. This is basically how all of the Chiefs and Chargers games go. This game is going to be close in the final 5 minutes. And do you trust the Chiefs to be able to execute? Do you trust the Chiefs to be able to make those one or two plays that they keep talking about? And can they make those plays and give themselves a win and put themselves back at 500 with basically one game left in the rest of the regular season? They have not been able to take care of their own business or any advantage that they have had so far this season. That time has run out. There is no more kicking the can down the road. Very simply put, if the Chiefs lose this game, they are mathematically eliminated and it is fully time to be on the NFL draft. I don't care how positive or optimistic you are. If the Chiefs lose this game, it's over. They're playing preseason games for the final 3 weeks of the season. So let's see how Kansas City responds, and let's see if the Chiefs can try to earn back some of your trust in the 2025 season. Coming up on the other side, I want to get what Rob feels about this matchup heading into it against the Chargers. We'll get his thoughts also on the Mikel Garcia contract that we just saw. We'll also play for you guys what Josh Vernier had to say about this deal. We got a lot going on today. Keep it locked in. It's a drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is just one person on the text line, so I don't want to make this seem like this is a consensus or majority thought. But I also feel like we got to be realistic about the baseball team that you cheer for. Someone sent in, C-Dot, signing Mikel Garcia just doesn't move the needle for me. Sure, he had a career year last year, but what did that mean for the Royals? Why didn't the Royals go get Kyle Schwarber? Why didn't they get Alex Bregman or Pete Alonso? Those are the kind of signings that real big boy teams make. Garcia is meh. It's just a little brother signing to me. If your expectation is for the Royals to be the Yankees, I would just suggest you find another baseball team to cheer for. If the expectation is for the Royals to be the Dodgers or the Mets, I would just tell you that you have set yourself up for a lifetime of disappointment when it comes to them. That I would say, this is exactly what the Royals need to do to win, and this is exactly how the Royals have won. They have a 25-year-old potential star. I don't want to call him a superstar, but they have a potential 25-year-old star. If you hit 280 and have 16 home runs and 75 RBIs, if you continue to grow and develop and can turn into a 20 home run, 80, 85 RBI guy and could potentially hit 290, you have a very solid baseball player at a very cost-effective contract. That's how the Royals have to do it. The Royals have a pretty solid foundation. Now, we'll see if they can put it all together, and we'll see if the Royals can make a move or two in free agency to fill in the gaps. But if the Royals are going to get back consistently to the postseason or be a team that can legitimately be a threat, they're going to do it because of how they draft, how they develop, and being early when it comes to signing those guys. So you got to hope that a Vinny Pasquantino hits. You got to hope that you can re-sign a Bobby Witt Jr., which they were able to do, a Mikel Garcia. So if the expectation is for the Royals in free agency to go out and sign Pete Alonso, who signed 5 years, $155 million, I'm just telling you, you're wasting your time when it comes to the Royals. That's just not who they are. That's never who they've been. That's not who they're going to be. Now, you might be disappointed in that, but I'm just telling you the economics of baseball, it ain't really set up for Kansas City to be that kind of team. They have to operate and maneuver in this way. And it usually comes with them being smart. In 2014 and 15, they were really smart. They had a couple of pieces. They traded them, filled in the gaps, along with their homegrown talent. And you saw what they were able to build that into. If the Royals are going to be good again in 2026 and beyond, that is just going to have to be the model that the Royals continue to follow. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we are actually going to head to Denver, Colorado. The Broncos have a very important game this week. They are at home against the Green Bay Packers. That is one of the more important games of the week in the National Football League. Here is Vern talking about how he thinks this was a no-brainer extension.
Yeah, it's a darn near no-brainer, so much as if Michael Garcia would sit down and have this conversation. If he's willing to do it, if he's down with the financial security that the Royals can provide, the Royals should be happy to provide that financial security and also give themselves some cost certainty moving forward. But it eats up one, maybe 2 years of his free agency. And much like we saw last year, similar to what we saw last year with Cole Reagans, you're going to reward someone that's performs and outperforms their contract, that shows a willingness and a desire to wear that royal blue. Michael has done that, obviously, this offseason, and his performance on the field in the past year and a half, I think, warrants this type of security. So to me, much like the Cole Reagans deal, it's a no-brainer. And Reagans, you don't eat up any of the free agent years like you do with Michael, but Reagans also has much different position, and when you're the pitcher, the concerns about the elbow are always going to be paramount. So that's why maybe you don't eat up the free agent years of Cole Reagans, but with Michael, the guy's going to be, what, 30?
Yeah.
When he hits free agency, again, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I'm with Vern. I mean, this is just a no-brainer kind of move. It's not very expensive. You lock in the rest of his 20s. If something goes left, you can get out of a 27-year-old Michael Garcia who has shown you a plus glove and can play multiple positions. This was an obvious signing to me for the Kansas City Royals. Rob, I want to get your take on this, as we saw the Royals agree to a long-term extension with Michael Garcia, 5 years, $57 million. If he hits certain incentives, it can get into the $80 million range. I imagine you're with the consensus, you're with everybody else when it comes to this signing?
Yeah, I'm not going to be contrarian here. There's hard for me to be contrarian. The Royals had a player who is Gold Glove quality, 25 years old, the prime of his career, and they locked him up until he's 32. And on the surface, that alone makes the contract a win. But now you add in the fact, as you said, you can eject if things get bad. I mean, we've seen the Royals, when they make these kind of deals before, get out from under them. Like, I don't think this is the same type of player, but the Royals did this with Hunter Dozier. It didn't work out. You know what they did? They told Hunter Dozier goodbye. Like, these type of deals are good for the team. You now lock in every year. We know basically exactly what we're paying our third baseman. And now the left side of your infield is Gold Glove quality. You believe you have an elite bat and a good bat. And every single offseason you go in knowing we're set at third, we're set at short. That it is impossible for me to be like down on this move. Unless you have just a fundamental misunderstanding of the economics of baseball and you think the Royals should be spending like the Dodgers, it is impossible to be down this move. Now, there will be other moves this offseason that I think are coming that we can have discussions about if it's good, bad, acquisition costs, this, that, the other. Michael Garcia being locked up until he's 32, sitting next to Bobby Witt Jr. every day, that's a win for the organization, a win for everyone involved. Kudos to Sherman, kudos to Piccolo, kudos to everyone involved.
I want to play a couple more cuts for you guys from Josh Vernier. Vern was asked if there is a worry that Mikel could potentially mail it in now that he's got the guaranteed bag. Here's what Vern said.
He can give you a 285, an OPS north of league average, a Gold Glove defense at second, at short, or at third. One of the best base runners in the sport. Great instincts, great work ethic.
Great teammate.
Yeah, easy to get along with. He's the total package, and with the bloodlines that he has, I don't think you need to worry about him taking the money and mailing it in.
Yeah, that's always a very weird conversation I think it has when it comes to athletes. Like, what drives you? What motivates you? You want to win. You want to perform. You want to play at a high level. You want to be an all-star. You want to be viewed as one of the best players at your respective position. I mean, the question, I guess, with Michael Garcia, if there is a question, is do you believe in what he did last year? Do you think he can continue to replicate that? Or do you think there is another level? I would say, even if there is not another level, and let's say for the next 4 or 5 years of this contract, if he never improves from where he was in 2025, and you were telling me that the Royals just signed a Gold Glove defensive player who can hit 15 or more home runs, have 70 or more RBIs, hits almost 300, and plays in 160 games, every team in Major League Baseball signs up for just being that player. So even if it's not mailing it in, if you just continue to be what you've been or what you've shown last year, which it makes sense to me. Hey, you had a really good rookie season. You had a little bit of a sophomore slump. You then bounced back in your third year and had a big time season. And now, as you are heading into what people consider to be the prime of your career, 26, 27, 28, if you can just continue to be that, or if there is another 10 to 15% that you can possibly get out of that bat, this is a great contract for everybody. So I didn't even really think about having a worry as now, is he going to mail it in? Man, once you get a small taste of the success and you got a chance to be an all-star, you got a chance to be one of the faces of the organization, I mean, the goal of an athlete is to keep going and to give your team a chance to win. You got to the postseason, so you know what it's like, and now trying to figure out a way to get Kansas City back into the postseason and give yourself a chance to be dangerous and make some moves.
I mean, I really hate when we have the mail-it-in conversation, like somehow money just makes athletes not care anymore. I think you see that when athletes are 35, 36, 37, 38. Like, I do think you see that when, remember when Juan Gonzalez signed with the Royals? I think Juan Gonzalez was mailing it in. He was chasing a check. Charlie Weiss, when he was the coach at Kansas, he was chasing a check. These were guys, I know it's coaching and players, that were at the tail end of their career. I don't know many 25-year-olds that get payers done. Hey, I've done what I need to do.
And especially one thing that I think is super important is, man, by playing really well, you can make yourself an extra $30 million. There are escalators in here. So, yeah, $57 million is the floor. He's guaranteed to get 57. He could possibly make $85 million. That's a substantial amount of money. We're talking about what? Off the top of my head, from a math perspective, that's a 60% raise that you could possibly get for yourself. Put an extra $30 million in your pocket, and you're Mikel Garcia. You now line yourself where by the time you hit 30, you can put yourself in line to get another big contract and maybe clear another $60 to $80 million. Like, we could be talking about a player that makes $150 million in his lifetime playing baseball. I don't really know why you would even have that mindset at 25 years old to potentially mail things in. You got another contract in your lifetime. Go ball out and go get that second deal. Maybe it works in Kansas City. Maybe it doesn't work out in Kansas City. But you certainly still got a lot more money you can get to if you were him. Last cut I want to play from Vernon. We're going to head to Denver, Colorado here in a bit and talk about the Broncos game coming up this weekend against the Green Bay Packers. Here's Vern. He was asked, who is he willing to trade for the Royals to add an outfielder?
This corner outfield outfielder that's coming in, I need what? At least 3 years, right?
At least.
Yeah. Okay.
Of cheap control, yeah. Because you're giving up 6 years of cheap control.
But if I'm going to receive a proven commodity offensively, defensively in the corner outfield, I don't care if it's expensive. I'll trade a team-friendly 6 years of Noah Cameron for 3 years of a properly priced corner outfielder. I would do that.
So that was Josh Vernon. You're talking about what he is willing to potentially add an outfield bat. Rob, where are you at? If you saw across the bottom line that the Royals made a trade for one of those outfielders, and they've been linked to about three or four different ones, what would you feel comfortable giving up?
I think it depends on each name, but I do feel like I'm willing to give up a little bit of controlled pitching. It's like, it's a good problem, but it's like a bizarro world problem to me. Carrington, we grew up in an era, even when the Royals were in the peak of their powers, 2014, 2015, there was never a thought that they's have an abundance of pitching. Too much pitching, it's coming out of their ears. Right now, the Royals do. So I'd be fine moving a Noah Cameron, Chris Bubich, I know they just added him in, Ryan Burgert, or that type of player, to get a cost control bat. Because you know one thing the J.J. Piccolo era Royals have shown me? They can find, they can develop, and they can get the most out of pitching. So I'm willing to give up a cost control arm to get a impact bat. I'd like multiple years of control of the impact bat. I don't want to be picking up a guy on an expiring contract. But I'm willing to give up some of the cost control pitching the Royals have to add an impact outfielder, because I've seen time after time, the Royals took Noah Cameron from a fifth round pick, a guy no one heard of 12 months ago, to a guy now fans are arguing can or can't get moved. I'm willing to give up some of those type of pieces to get the bat. Because it feels like the Royals last year, maybe not from the World Series, but they were the bat away from being right in the heart of that division race. And if you're in the division race, we'll see what happens in October. And I'm willing to give up a Noah Cameron type to get that bat.
Coming up in a little bit, we are going to head to Denver, Colorado to take a closer look at their game coming up this weekend against the Green Bay Packers. I would say that we have four monster games coming up this weekend in the National Football League in terms of importance and what it means to the playoff picture. Buffalo goes on the road to play New England. If you remember, New England won the first matchup between these two teams. They went on the road to Buffalo and won the first matchup, so a very important game in the division. New England can end Buffalo's quest in trying to win another AFC West crown. We have that. We have Packers and Broncos. We're going to head to Denver, Colorado here coming up in a little bit. The Packers, in my opinion, are the best team in the NFC, and they're maybe going on the road to play the best team in the AFC in the Denver Broncos. Yeah, the Lions and the Rams, a really, really important game in the NFC playoff picture. The Lions are firmly in that conversation about who's going to be one of the wild card teams in the NFC. The Rams, they're in a real tight race with the Seahawks to see who's going to win that division. The loser is going to end up being one of the wild card teams. And we also have the Indianapolis Colts against the Seattle Seahawks. I know the Colts have faded a little bit down the stretch, but this is still an 8-5 team firmly in the wild card conversation. And they're going on the road to play one of the better teams in the NFC in Seattle. It feels like Seattle was kind of flying in under the radar a little bit, and we'll see if they can kind of get themselves, I think, firmly in that conversation of, can you win the Super Bowl? I don't hear too many people talk about Seattle like a team that they think could play in the final game of the year. They got to prove it. A big thing for them would be winning their division and getting the home games and not putting Sam Darnold on the road, because no one is going to believe if Sam Darnold is rolling into town and trying to get a victory. Let's head to the phone lines right now. I'll be joined by Ryan Edwards. He is with KOA in Denver as the Broncos. They play in one of the more important games on Sunday as the Packers, who are 9-3-1, travel to the 11-2 Denver Broncos. Ryan, happy to have you pop on today. Hey, Ryan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I got you. You cut out for a little bit. So the Broncos are underdogs in this game. Are you surprised that the Broncos are underdogs?
Yeah, I think we're a little surprised by that. The national view of the Broncos has been tepid at best, and most of the time it comes across as a bit of hating. And I think a lot of that has to do with sort of the opinion of Bo Nix that a lot of analysts out there had before he was drafted. And then, you know, after his numbers have at times been good, but then at times been inconsistent. And I think there's been a slow buy-in on the Broncos, which, you know, kind of makes some sense. It's one of those deals where, like, if I just said, hey, you know, Broncos are 11-2 on a 10-game win streak, they're playing at home, they've won 11 games at home, I think regardless of the opponent, and I don't mean disrespect to anybody, but regardless of the opponent, you'd feel like that's a pretty good spot for this team to be a favorite. But there's a view of the Packers, and especially their how well they're playing right now, that, I don't know, man, apparently they're favored. So I think either way, though, Sean Payton gets an opportunity to use this as motivation, and that's a good thing.
It's interesting you mentioned the buy-in, buy-out portion when it comes to the Broncos, because what I've kind of noticed in these AFC conversations is people are really quickly to tell you who they don't like in the AFC, but no one tells you who they actually do like in the AFC. I mean, somebody has to go to the Super Bowl. So if it's not going to be Kansas City this year, Baltimore feels like they're not maybe a championship-level team. Buffalo has their problems. Cincinnati's not making the postseason. You just got to pick one of these teams that you like.
Yeah, and no, nobody wants to. I mean, you're 100% right. Nobody wants to do that. I think it's a great observation. You can poke holes in all of them. And I mean that sincerely. I could poke holes in the Broncos just like I could poke holes in the Patriots or Jacksonville or any of these teams here at the top, especially in the AFC North. It's just one of those seasons. And I mean, some ways we love the NFL for this because there's always a surprise. You know, we get to the schedule in May, and we start rolling through it. I'm sure you guys do the same thing out in Kansas City, where you start saying, oh, I think they can win this one and this one. And, you know, the schedule kind of looks like this. And if it breaks this way, where will that put you? And, you know, so on and so forth. And then you get to the season, and there's always surprises. The biggest surprise, though, unquestionably, is not seeing Kansas City, Baltimore, and the Bills, I guess you could throw in there, maybe even the Bengals, at the top of this thing. They just have been sort of the standard in this conference for so many years, as you guys know. And to see sort of this change, is this a blip or is this the beginning of something for some of these teams? I guess time will tell, but it's been interesting this year.
Right now, we're talking to Ryan Edwards, who covers the Denver Broncos. They got a really important game coming up this weekend at home against the Green Bay Packers. These might be two of the three best teams, two of the five best teams in the National Football League. You guys got back Patrick Surtain. He played in 50 snaps in their last game. How does he look now that he's back?
I think there's a little bit of rust still. I mean, he tore his pec, right? I mean, it's sort of expected, and maybe he's being a little cautious out there. He had a couple of nice PBUs in this last game, so starting to round into form. He's like still like even 80% of Pat Surtain is still one of the best cornerbacks in the league, right? So he looks good, but there's been a couple of moments. He had a couple of penalties against Washington in his first game back. You're kind of like, that's a little uncharacteristic of him. So, you know, I'm not gonna say he's a liability versus Green Bay, but that's certainly something we're monitoring.
You mentioned kind of this team and just the lack of buy-in. Have you kind of noticed these similarities in this year's Broncos team and last year's Kansas City team? Because I'm just guessing on your radio show, you talked about how fortunate Kansas City was to win by a fumble or a blocked field goal or this thing that happened. Man, the Broncos win like that, it feels like, every week now.
Me? What are you talking about, man? No, I would never. No, of course we did. Yeah, absolutely. We spent a lot of time, and a lot of that is jealousy. I'll acknowledge. Last year's Chiefs team, remarkably, just every single week, it was something new and something sort of a creative way in the Broncos. I think we spent more time probably comparing this Broncos team to the 2015 Broncos team, because they also won a lot of one-score games, and it was also kind of weird ways. I mean, at one point, before Peyton Manning was benched, he had 9 touchdowns and 17 interceptions, and they won the Super Bowl that year. That's just weird, right? I mean, I can't even imagine a scenario of that. And if Bo Nix had anything close to that, and they were still winning games, well, then it would be really, really interesting, right? But he's actually put together a pretty decent season. I think he's improving, but yeah, of course it's hard not to compare at this point with his team winning as many games as they have by one score compared to teams like the Chiefs last year and the 2015 Broncos.
Ryan, what do you see as the Broncos' Achilles heel? Like, if the Broncos make the playoffs, it's going to be because they maybe have the best defense in the NFL. Certainly a conversation with them and Houston. They're going to make it because they have been the best finishing team this year in the National Football League. If they don't go to the Super Bowl, if they end up falling short, what's going to be the reason? What's their Achilles heel?
I think it's the run game. Losing J.K. Dobbins was a really, really big hit. And R.J. Harvey had his best game this last week against the Raiders, and you know, it's the Raiders, but also he has just had sort of a tough time, I think, not wanting to bounce the ball outside and looks for the explosive plays. He's been really good, actually, underrated in the passing game, and his pass pro has really improved over the course of the season. But running between the tackles has been a work in progress, let's call it that. So if the Broncos are going to have success in the postseason, we all know you got to have, well, unless you're the Chiefs, everybody else has to have some success in the run game. And this team isn't going to go very far unless they can keep some kind of balance. Yeah, Bo has no problem throwing the ball. And sometimes they do use a short passing game to supplement some of the run game. Some of the screens they especially did early on in the season, that was in part because, hey, listen, we get 4 or 5 yards on a quick screen on first down. What's the difference of trying to run the ball and then maybe only getting 3 or 4? Let's go ahead and get the 4 or 5 here. And that's what they were doing over and over again. But they got to have another sort of bullet in the chamber there. And the run game is something that we're all kind of monitoring out here.
Who do you like on Sunday? I really like Green Bay. I picked Green Bay to be the one seed at the very beginning of the season. I thought they were the best team coming into the year in the NFC, and I feel like I've been right for the most part. You could probably argue the Rams are in that conversation. Maybe you want to argue Seattle. I really like this Green Bay team. They're as good as anybody got a chance to go. I don't know. It's kind of hard to pick against the Broncos at home in this scenario and just kind of continuing the nobody believes in us disrespect card. I do like the Broncos to win this game. Who do you got on Sunday?
Yeah, I like the Broncos to win it too. And again, no disrespect to Green Bay, because I do think they're one of those teams. I picked them as one of my top NFC teams. I think early in the season, yeah, actually, you know, now that I mentioned it, before the season, I think I had Green Bay as the one as well. So I've been a fan of the way they're built. I think they're as a complete of team in the NFL. I just think that this being at home does tilt it for the Broncos. They play so well here. They've really reestablished that home field advantage. The crowd understands. I think it's going to be a playoff atmosphere. I think it's going to be really, really electric. And once again, Bo Nix has sort of grown, I mean, into this guy where you want him to have the ball in his hands at the end, right? I mean, for all his flaws and things that he needs to continue to improve on, there is a clutch factor to him. He has more comeback wins, fourth quarter comeback wins, than any other quarterback this year. He's got six of them. So, you know, one way or the other, they've found a way to close games. And I feel like if this is a one possession game in the fourth quarter, you're going to really like the Broncos' chances to close out.
That is Ryan Edwards joining us on the show. He's with KOA in Denver, Colorado, as we get ready for one of the biggest games this weekend. The Packers travel to the Mile High City to take on the Broncos. Ryan, we'll catch up with you down the line. You guys are going to the playoffs. I'm not sure if that's in the Chiefs' future, man. We appreciate you.
Anytime, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. That is Ryan Edwards joining us on the show today to get you ready for Packers and Broncos. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about the top story in sports. We have almost all of the information with Michigan's former head coach. Boy, do we got to go over. We'll get to it next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Got this.
All right. I know that we have important sports things to talk about. And I promise you we will get to the important sports things. But you can't have a story like this Sharon Moore story and expect us to act like it's not happening when we're getting the amount of information that we are getting out. So a lot of this has now been confirmed. He has been arraigned. He has been charged. He's out on bail now. So a lot of this stuff is now confirmed. So this is what we know happened. He and this woman started their rendezvous a couple of years ago. They have been engaged in this for 2 years, according to her. This was found out by the university in October, and the university went to both of them because it's a violation of their policy. He is the head football coach. She is beneath him in terms of their status in the program. That is against their code and conduct, and you can understand why with the power balances that are on display here. Both of them denied being in a relationship with each other. Michigan then hired their own people to do an investigation because they wanted to know for sure. So on Monday of this week, she then goes to the university and then reports that they had been in a relationship because she broke it off with them and he wouldn't leave her alone. So they have a little secret meeting. And in this meeting, they come to the conclusion that they are about to fire him. They then tell him that he is fired. And that is when all hell broke loose. Now, I want to read for you guys this next part of the story, because this next part of the story is pretty wild, if I would say so myself. So after finding out that A, he lost his side chick, after B, now finding out that he is unemployed, he then goes over to this person's house, grabs butter knives and kitchen scissors, and threatens to unalive himself. Now, let me give you the exact quote that she says that he said. Now, again, I wasn't there, but I'm just simply here to read to you the reports of what people are saying. So he goes over there after he lost her and lost his job, and everything is crumbling down. He grabs some butter knives and some kitchen scissors and says to her, "I am going to unalive myself. I'm going to make you watch, and my blood is on your hand. You ruined my life." No, she didn't, brother. I'm here to tell you that this woman did not ruin your life. You, in fact, ruined your life. Now, I don't want to sound insensitive. I really don't want to sound insensitive. But if you were going over there and you picked up a butter knife and some kitchen scissors, you were not about to unalive yourself. That's not what was happening. You were crashing out. You had lost all control over the situation. Your secret that you've been hiding for however long you've been hiding this was now crumbling right before you. You lost it all. And now you know how it is. Once we get a little piece of information, now all the information comes out. Listen to this. He has also been investigated two other times by Michigan for having alleged inappropriate conduct with women. We now got some Instagram models and some OnlyFans models that have come out and said, "Hey, this man slid into my DMs." We already know about he broke into her apartment, threatened to unalive himself. I didn't even know this part of the story. Did you guys know that he then fled the scene after she called the cops and he got arrested at a local church? This is one of the wildest stories I've ever heard in my life. This is a Tubi movie. This is a Lifetime movie. That's what this is. This is a Lifetime movie. College football coach who was the offensive coordinator for a team that won the national championship. He finally gets his opportunity to be a head coach in the national or in at one of the top five programs in the country, one of the elite blue blood programs, and you couldn't stop being Mr. Nasty Man. What a fall from grace. What a fall from grace. This man grabbed a butter knife. A butter knife and said, "I'm going to unalive myself." Rob, this is one of the wildest stories I've ever heard in my life.
I mean, this story is, I mean, it keeps having twists and turns. And at first it was like, whoa, I can't believe Michigan fired him. Then it was like, whoa, it got very dark. And now it's like, it turns out Sharon Moore had a real problem. You joked yesterday. I asked, how could this happen? How could you give it all away for a girl? It turns out he was sliding into OnlyFans models. Like, there's some rumors on the internet speculative that he was sliding into the DMs during halftime of games. Like,
oh, somebody reported that?
It's a speculative reporting from Twitter.
Now we're just making stuff up now, my dog. Now we're just making things up. You telling me he was out here being Mr. Nasty Man during halftime and wasn't making the halftime adjustments?
I mean, it just...
You need to quit worrying about the likes and start worrying about the hikes. That's your problem. That's why they won 8 games this season. Coach was distracted.
This is the Bobby Petrino story. This is the Bobby Petrino story with the internet. If Bobby Petrino's story had broke in 2025, this is what it would look like. We would have all these stories, Twitter reports, you know, screenshot. If Bobby Petrino's incident at Arkansas happened in 2025, that's what's happening to Sharon Moore.
This is real sick work.
Except for all the crime part. Bobby Petrino, to my knowledge, was never, you know, arrested and charged with stalking and breaking and entering and all those things.
That man really crashed out. He grabbed a butter knife. I can't get over that he grabbed a butter knife and said, I'm going to do it. Bro, come on now.
Do you know who I feel bad for in this story? His wife and 3 kids.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
They're the actual victims. I feel bad. That's the only people I feel really bad for. I feel a little bit bad for the executive assistant who shouldn't have had him in her home.
I kind of feel bad for the other girl, too. Now, I understand you were sleeping with a married man. So, I mean, I can only feel so bad for you in this situation.
I feel bad that he broke into her house.
She said, I'm done, and was ready to walk away. And he just started crashing out. He just started being weird. She at least, for whatever reason, she had some moment of consciousness and said, I don't need to be this anymore. And she went to report that she was a part of it, knowing that if you go report this, you are losing your job. And she had a good job. She's making $90,000 a year. She had a good job.
She was making it because he gave her a raise.
Oh, for sure. What I'm saying is, you know, when you go report to your employer, you asked me if I was doing this. I told you I wasn't doing it. And now I'm coming back to you telling you, hey, I've been lying this entire time, and I'm going to show you proof that I've been lying to you this whole time. You at least acknowledge you will not continue to keep working there. So she went and did that. She did that because your conduct was so creepy, so inappropriate, she'd rather get fired than continue to deal with you. That's how bad you've been for however long she was stalking him and all this back and forth kind of stuff. She was ready to get fired from that job to get away from you. And then when she finally does it, she goes back home. She's trying to catch up on her shows on Peacock. And next thing you know, you broke into her house and you got the butter knife saying that you're about to end it all and that I did this. I didn't do anything. You're the one married with the kids. You're the one with the public, high-facing, high-profile job. You ruined your own life. I didn't do that.
I mean, these are the kind of stories that are somewhat unique to college sports. We don't really see this that often in pro football or pro basketball. This is one that only happens at the college football level. On Monday, if we're still talking about this, something crazy happened over the weekend.
I don't know, man. I have absolutely no clue, man. Somebody said this is a Tyler Perry movie. Now, you're not lying. You're not lying. This is definitely a Tyler Perry movie. 100% Tyler Perry movie. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to very serious sports things. Rob has a theory about Sunday's matchup. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's the drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.